1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper.
It's over. UConn is a machine. The Huskies will play for the national championship.
The game on CBS is UConn pulls away from Alabama late to advance to the national title game versus Purdue. UConn Huskies center Donovan Klingon.
My teammates, you know, put me in the best position. Coaches put me in the best position possible. And just trying to have an impact any way I can, and you know, just trying to win. You know, whatever I can do.
The final game is Monday night. It's now been 6 months of the war between Israel and Hamas. The United Nations says it's finally gained access to Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, recently attacked and rendered non-functioning by Israeli forces. The World Health Organization says numerous shallow graves and many partially buried bodies were found just outside the emergency department. The WHO's Dr. Ayala Saperbekov.
In the yard of the hospital are the graves of people who have died. Some of them are not yet even buried.
Correspondent Holly Williams is in the war zone.
At a funeral on Friday for seven members of the Revolutionary Guards killed in a suspected Israeli airstrike, Iran vowed to take revenge. And that's fueling fears that the Israel-Hamas war could widen into a regional conflict.
Back here, if you're in the path of a solar eclipse Monday, experts are warning to not look up unless you have special eyewear. Our Janet Shamlian is at one plant where they're made.
Inside this Memphis area plant, what's made here will be worn by tens of millions across the country as they gaze skyward Monday, eclipse glasses. John Jarrett runs American Paper Optics, the nation's largest producer of eclipse glasses.
So to make a pair of paper glasses, 3D glasses, or eclipse glasses, it's a five-step process.
The silver-black polymer film of eclipse glasses is 1,000 times stronger than even the darkest sunglasses.
The Republican National Committee says former President Donald Trump and his Republican allies raised $50 million Saturday night at a Palm Beach dinner for wealthy Republican donors. Hosted by hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, the guest list included the owners of the New York Jets and Budget Suites of America. CBS News campaign reporter Olivia Rinaldi is following.
In comparison to his 2016 campaign, 2020 campaign, these are a lot of the same donor class that are coming back to him that perhaps had maybe strayed away during the primary season, donate to DeSantis, donate to Haley. But it's a lot of billionaires. These are Wall Street folks who spend time up in New York, and then they head down to Palm Beach, and they're part of those circles.
Some paid $815,000 per person for the Florida reception and dinner. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sometimes it hurts thinking how it used to be. All those times I let you in, knowing you're no good for me. And yeah, I know we've had some good times, but when I have a little too much, it always turns into a fight. And yeah, it's true, I thought about picking you up again. There's an angel on my left but the one on my right saying, come on baby, just one more night. And so I I've been letting you in, whiskey, my old friend. Lock you up, put you away, high on the shelf, but there's this ghost saying I got what you need. Fighting those voices, I still bring you back. I've been letting you in, whiskey, my nothing opinion matters. And what made me strong
Kicking off your 5 a.m. hour with a double dip of Jenna Jane. That was Knew Me When. Whiskey, My Old Friend, before that here on Max Inc. Americana. I met Jenna last year when she came to the Madison Studios to perform live in the Lair. It was a great performance. Jenna was so open, such a nice person. In fact, Jenna and her music are partly my inspiration for making this show right here, Max Inc. Americana. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Americana on Civic Media. Original country, folk, and bluegrass from Wisconsin every Sunday morning, 4 to 6 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Jimmy Kay. We have a great hour of music on the way for you. We got some Jenny Lupin. We'll do some Imaginary Watermelon and Jeffrey James all in the near future. This may be one of those curveballs that I was telling you about earlier. Kelsey Miles is more of a blues R&B artist, but this song, Beautiful Mistake, is just full of wonderful piano and Kelsey's magical vocals. It's Kelsey Miles on Max Inc. Americana.
Why you, always you.
afraid of the truth.
Always You from her 2022 EP. Jenny, originally from Wisconsin, now calls Mesa, Arizona home. Welcome to the first show of Max Inc. Americana here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Imaginary Watermelon now from their album Swimming in Potential. This is Vibrations of Strings.
Take me into the space where every moment is new.
And all I need is 30 minutes. 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. And why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know. And why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready. And I wanna know, and I'll be waiting for you as you reach the other side. I'll be waiting for you, standing there with open arms. Look for those good words inside your head.
That's Jeffrey James and Tower Hill on Max Inc. Americana. Jeffrey James has a new EP dropping real soon. It's called The Walkthrough. As soon as I lay my hands on it, I'll get on the radio for you. Looking forward to hearing brand new Jeffrey James. Still to come this hour, we have music from the Millbillies, do the Pine Travelers, and Amelia Ford. But first, we have some moonshine put in our coffee, courtesy of the Bluegills. That's next on Max Inc. Americana.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever there'd be like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
to the higher power. That's where you find your moonshine. Down in your bones. Another breath of moonshine. Taking you home.
Or twice, and I don't believe me. I could have had a vice, could have lived a free be, but I can't say that I can't doubt. I take your ankle for all these curts and wigs.
Amelia Ford and Loyal. Amelia will have some new music out soon. She has a full band now, and it's more rock and roll than country or Americana. As soon as the new music is ready, we'll get it on the air for you. And Amelia Ford's up for several awards for the Wisconsin Area Music Industry, or the Whammy Awards. Voting is happening right now at whammy.org. That's WAMI.org. And don't forget, rocker Terry Barr and I, we're going to be broadcasting Max Inc. Saturday night live from Green Bay for the Whammy Weekend. Saturday, May 18th, we'll be broadcasting live at WGBW in downtown Green Bay. Come say hi. We'd love to meet you. Then on Sunday, we're going to be heading over to the Epic Event Center for the 42nd Annual Whammy Awards. Mark your calendars, May 18th, May 19th. Hope to see you there. Come say hi. And come enjoy and celebrate our local music scene from Wisconsin at the Whammy. I'm Jimmy Kay. This is Max Inc. Americana with brand new music now from an artist that originally is from Wisconsin, now calls Nashville home. It's Thirsty Kirsty, Kirsty Krause, and her latest song, Beaches Be Crazy.
Sucking on mojitos, Cabana out in Lido. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. Bike week in Daytona, lime in my Corona, sugar sand in Pensacola. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. Shots of Jose, all nighters with the DJ. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. Half naked in Miami, stoned in Venice, Cali, getting laid in Hawaii. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be. Drink all alone anymore.
Cooley Boys and Sign of the Times. They have a couple shows coming up, first at the Stoughton Opera House on Friday, April 19th. And then our friends in the Fox Valley will get to see them Cooley Boys at the Appleton Beer Factory on Saturday, April 20th. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Americana this morning. This show will replay on Monday morning. And then you can catch the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com. Coming up on Civic Media's the 6 o'clock news, weather, and sports, followed by Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot. Then at 7 a.m. is the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani. If you like old show tunes, movies, flashing back to the golden ages of radio, you don't want to miss this show. The Music of the Stars with Lou, Sundays 7 to noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then join me right back here Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for the debut of Max Inc. Sunday Night, including Max Inc. Top 10, Rocker's Closet, and Max Inc. Heavy with M. Shell. It's Max Inc. Sunday Night, starting tonight at 6 here on Civic Media. Got the Lower Fifth giving you some Sunday morning hope, but right now the Pine Travelers on Max Inc. Americana.
Living in the biggest small town in America. Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Tattoo of the Indian maid on his right shoulder. Wayside stop where we all get a little bit bolder. Turns out the dashboard lights and he pulls in tight. Lings out the window and he hollers. $50 might get me in the back of your 18-wheeler tonight. $50 might get me in the back of your 18-wheeler just might. Truck stop in Joliet. What's a gal doing a place like this? Truck stop in Joliet. Two old ways for a gal like this. Mama says poets there.
tattoo of an Indian maid on his right shoulder. A wayside stop where we all get a little bit bolder. Turns out the dashboard lights and it pulls in tight. Leans out the window and he hollers, Bible, what you doing tonight? Cause I like your eyes and I like your smile. Listen, $50 won't get me in the back of your 18-wheeler tonight. $50 won't buy me love on my man who's coming tonight. Thank you, sir, but this seat's taken. Thank you, sir, but this seat's taken tonight. Taken a night.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Matt.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.